I blinked, then processed what she'd asked as I wasn't done with my thought. I'm trying to say, so what if it's making love for me? It's fucking with emotion, fucking while really caring about each of you. Call that what you will. She held my hand with both of hers and gently kissed it.
Who was first?
Charm, I answered.
That makes sense. The way you act around her, not just in the bedroom, I mean. And she encouraged what you have with Twitch?
And both of them with Gale, I replied with a nod.
So, if anything, you could almost say this is Charm's little harem, just with you as her puppet.
It's not... What? I was about to pull my hand away, but she placed it on her breast, and I couldn't. She smiled. Can we not label this? I asked. Not try to analyze what's going on here?
If that's the way you prefer it, sure.
She was a virgin, did you know that? I don't know why I blurted it out. Maybe because I thought this woman was attacking her in some way, and that somehow was a way of coming to Charm's defense.
A virgin?
Shimmer looked off into the distance, then grunted.
Huh, makes sense, I guess. Why she's so experimental, horny, all that. But I'd be willing to bet, by the way she moved her tongue, only a virgin when it comes to guys.
My mouth opened as I processed that, instantly imagining her in her all-female superhero academy, an orgy of women going on around her. As much as I wasn't exactly into the whole lesbian thing, naked women turned me on. A group of naked women? Even more so.
I'll just leave you with that thought,
she said, grinning as she turned to find her clothes. My stomach rumbled, so I turned to follow Charm's lead and find myself a snack. Chapter 22. We were with the rest, getting briefed on the battle strategy, when I started realizing that my powers were likely changed again based on recent sexual encounters. When I pulled up my screen, it was confirmed. With all of the recent fighting, I was now level 27. I couldn't believe it. Basically, I was a badass and had skill points to use. I had skill trees from Charm, Shimmer, and Twitch active, and they overlapped and influenced each other in strange ways. For a moment, I considered upgrading and making myself as badass as I could be. But then I realized that I could put that off until tomorrow. We'd fight our fight, then be on our way to find my dad and the others. What better time to upgrade? I also wanted to get in there and play around with all the Twitch-related skills I'd upgraded, see which were affected by the other lady's powers, and how. But I was exhausted. All for another day. The chieftains dismissed the groups, and I started toward our newly designated ship with my team, Shimmer, Renout, and Wendelor included. The latter two would help us locate the pyramids and fix the power grab situation. We were to face the first wave, then use the end of the chaos as a screen for our departure. Try to get out of there unnoticed, so that Ranger wouldn't know we were after his precious pyramids.
Oh, the sculptor guy said to give you this,
Renout said, noticing me as I walked up behind him. He pulled something from his jacket pocket and handed it over.
Said it was to help keep your eye on the prize, and remember whose shoes you're filling.
I took it and stared, amazed at the detail. In my hands was a carving the size of a coffee mug that depicted what I knew right away were the elders of the Citadel. They were in a circle, a strange object like a gemstone in their midst. Thank you, I said, clutching it delicately in case it could break. Charm lingered back, waiting for me, and eyed my new toy with awe. She took an arm. I still can't believe you got to hang out with my brother and I didn't, I said.
But at least you got to see him,
she replied.
He's really a nice guy. Very manly.
Your point? She glanced up at me and grinned.
Oh, don't worry. I got the right brother for me, no doubt.
I wasn't worried. Maybe a little, but I wasn't going to tell her that. Her knowing smile showed that I wasn't doing a good job of hiding anything. So I said, can you blame me? He was the jock, the hero, the ladies' man, Always has been. You and me, we're special, I think. So when I found out he was the one to rescue you, her finger went to my mouth.
Ah, but it was me rescuing you. Don't forget.
Rescuing him, yeah.
That and the fact that nobody could ever come between us,
she said, and pulled me in for a brief kiss.
You're mine, Chad. Mr. Breaker, superhero extraordinaire. All the man I could ever want.
Now you're patronizing me, I said with a laugh. But I'll take it. After a few more steps, I said, did I ever tell you what kept me going? In all the fights and everything, all the moments I thought death was calling my name? She looked at me with her wide green eyes and shook her head. You, in a sexy red dress, I said, seeing it now as I ran a hand through her hair, staring into her eyes. I kept imagining how elegant you'd look, and how if I let myself die, I'd never see you in that dress. Her face scrunched up, and I thought she was about to burst out laughing. But then there was a hint of a tear. She quickly wiped it away.
When you find that dress, let me know,
she said.
I'd love to wear it for you.
I took her arm again and strutted forward, feeling like I could take on the entire universe with my team reunited. We reached the new ship to find Gale and Twitch checking it over. Shimmer stood nearby, staring out at the horizon, a worried look on her face. They don't stand a chance, I said, stopping at the ramp. When she turned, I waved her over.
You do realize we're talking about all the supers and others who joined the Nihilists, and that was a lot,
she said as she joined us.
Plus any Nihilists that were on planet when we returned.
So what you're saying is that it'll be fun? A hint of a smile showed.
Come on,
Charm said, standing between us and wrapping her other arm in Shimmer's.
Have you had much of a chance to meet the other gals? Only briefly, in conversation.
Shimmer blushed, looking away.
Not like the three of us.
Charm laughed.
Soon enough, girl. Soon enough.
Twitch smiled and motioned me over to where she stood, checking screens, looking over the ship.
Can I borrow him?
Just don't wear him out,
Charm said with a wink, and she and Shimmer went to see if Gale needed help.
I'm just checking to see if there are any weak points in the ship,
Twitch explained once I was at her side.
Seeing where I can provide defenses without blocking the natural shields and weapons. Don't want a repeat of what happened with the last ship.
Smart thinking.
Can you try your troubleshooter skill on it? Just to make sure.
I agreed, and we found a few areas that needed work, so the two of us set about making adjustments to the ship's code. She had to guide me, but I was finally starting to understand some of the symbols and how it all worked. Most of it she did, though, because the illusion power was still active. She was worried I'd make an adjustment only to find out it wasn't real, and I still wasn't completely sure how it all worked, so had no problem watching her in her zone. So, what happens after all this? I asked when she'd finished. We defend this place, find the Tier Ones, and then let them loose so we can retire to the Citadel? Twitch shook her head.
Not even close. Enemy strongholds are going to be weak, less defended than normal. We broke out of a ship full of supervillains, right? We destroyed it. Well, now we need to find others like it, ships and fortresses and whatever else they're going to use against us in this war, and we need to take them down.
I processed this, realizing I was basically becoming an intergalactic assassin. First, rescue my dad, then go ninja on the enemy's asses. That sounded fucking awesome. What are we waiting for? I asked, and she smiled as she wrapped her arms around me. A glance back showed the other three in conversation, laughing, while Wendlor and Renaud caught up with each other, sharing old stories. I still wasn't sure how far we could trust those two, but was willing to give them a shot, as long as they didn't try to hit on my ladies.
We don't have to worry about them,
Twitch said, and I wondered in what way she meant. But then she squeezed my arm, and I saw her staring at the carving of the elders, eyes full of emotion, a bit of pride, a lot of worry.
You'll really take us with you when you go?
To infinity, I said, It was about to add the rest of the saying, but she leaned her head on my chest and held me tight, so I figured the moment was best not interrupted. Together, we stared at the image of the elders, focused on those great beings who had sacrificed themselves for all of us, being whose shoes I was expected to fill. I should have been scared or intimidated. More than anything, though, I felt ready. This has been Supers X Heroes 2, a game-lit space opera. Written by Jamie Hawk. Narrated by Justin Thomas James. Featuring Jeff Hayes as Wendlor, Tarupus, and other supporting characters. Yvonne Sin as Charm, Shimmer, and other female characters. And Carly Crawford as Twitch, Gale, and the rest of the female cast. Editing, proofing, and mastering by Justin Thomas James. Text copyright 2018 by Jamie Hawk. Production copyright 2018 by Jamie Hawk. A Sound Booth Burlesque production. To keep track of upcoming audiobooks or to see us perform live, sign up for our mailing list at soundbooththeater.com.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.